girl. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
All right, I feel nice like sugar and spice, and we're going to talk about sugar and spice because we're going to talk about retail, retail in South Florida. We're going to talk about all the different aspects of retail, and I hope that you stick with us. We had a great segment with Sid Feltenstein about franchising, and this is a nice little add-on. And then after this, we're going to have Tarek Maddox. He's going to talk about things you can do to make sure you get a good workout this summer. Well, first of all, here in South Florida, when you're talking retail, you got to talk new versus redevelopment. And I've been involved with both. I helped finance the Harbor Shops over in Miami Beach, ground floor retail under a parking garage. That's the latest urban retail phenomena, is these infill sites where they're building a project, either a parking garage, office building, apartments, and then ground floor retail. Why ground floor retail? Because, as we all know, it's getting tougher and tougher to get around town. All you folks in the car, you sure know that, especially if you're over by those traffic jams they were talking about. Well, in the new ground floor retail, we're trying to create totally integrated retail environments so you don't have to leave your neighborhood. And redevelopment, I'm involved in one of those too. Recently helped put together the financing of the redevelopment of the old Hollywood Fashion Square. It used to be where I used to go up to Burdine's and get really cool stuff for school back in the days of disco. Well, fast forward 40 years and it's been torn down and they're redeveloping it into a Walmart. And so that's a great lead-in into what's going on here in retail. And the number one thing you're seeing is a change in the way that it's being developed, because we're seeing a change in the anchor tenants. For years, it was Publix and Winn-Dixie and Publix. Winn-Dixie not doing much anymore here down. Maybe they're refitting their stores. Publix is playing defense. They're buying their locations. They're building freestanding deals. In fact, in Edgewater, they built a ground floor retail. I did actually one of their first urban deals, which was a spaceship deal with rooftop parking. We did that in Broward County about 15 years ago. That's how I paid for my wedding. So you're seeing a change in the anchors. As Publix slows down, there was fewer and fewer developments needed. As that happened, fewer and fewer people were in retail development. So today, there's not a lot of people in retail development. A lot of them are still in retail leasing. And the people that are in ground floor restaurant leasing and retail, well, they're printing money. That's the number one thing to do. And if you're doing Walmarts, that's the way to go if you want to do multiple deals. And hey, guess what, everybody? I'm doing Walmarts. We've provided preferred equity on the Walmart transaction up at Broward Boulevard and I-95. We've also done that for a portfolio of Walmarts up in Jacksonville. And I'm getting prepared to do systematic financing of a Walmart development program of single-tenant Walmarts and multi-tenant Walmart supercenters across South Florida and up into North Florida. And what we're seeing is this. The nature of the tenant in the shopping centers that are being developed is changing. Today, the developers want to have tenants that are defensive to the internet. So you see healthcare, you see food and beverage, you see pet-related. If you can get it on the internet, I don't necessarily want you in my shopping center anymore, unless you're going to be a showroom. So it's fascinating. Publix, Walmart, other centers are being developed, but the big dinosaur is the power center, the center that's focused around a couple of large tenants. That's a dinosaur. People like Best Buy are scaling down. They don't need as much retail space. They don't need as much stock on the floor anymore. So they want smaller stores. So you're seeing the vulnerability of shopping centers that are based on tenants that are under assault by the internet. Now, I alluded to it earlier. What we're seeing in retail is an incredible push to develop in the in-town locations, not so much on the perimeter. The infill is really what people are focusing on. And my firm, as an investment firm, that's what we're focusing on too. We're looking to invest in these urban infill deals. We're doing these Walmarts here up in South Carolina. We're doing Publixes, but we're doing development. We're doing preferred equity, and we're doing permanent financing. In fact, We're all doing this as transactional. We don't develop. We work with the developers. So we're seeing incredible demand. The institutional investors can't get enough of these shopping centers, of Walmart, of Publix, and they're calling us on a regular basis asking us how we can get them into a programmatic development scheme for retail, because in South Florida, retail is extraordinarily strong. So as you're starting to see the condos delivering, you're going to see even, and the apartment buildings delivering, which we talked about last week. This week, we're going to talk about the retail, because after the residential comes the retail. In fact, in some cases, the retail comes first, because Publix will build out in a greenfield area to try to deter some of their competitors. So it's real interesting to see what's going on. And another interesting implication is everybody wants this urban retail in their building, but it requires parking. So when you add the urban retail and you get the value for that, you have to realize that there's parking implications that come, and perhaps you may not have enough parking in your original design. So there's a balance that needs to be done between apartments or condos, office or hotel, and ground floor retail. It's something that we do all the time, and we're evaluating it all the time. Now, in Dade County, rents are rising and occupancy strong, which is a great fundamental formula for retail development. And you're seeing it. I mean, for goodness sake, you're seeing it everywhere, even with 555 out in the Northwest that wants to do their big, fancy amusement park, theme park, shopping center, destination, tourist resort. Hey, I'm all for that. I'm all for anything that's new, that draws people out, that gives them excitement, that gives them a place to go, and I got to say it this way, and hopefully is close to where they live so they don't increase traffic too much. Because the thing that'll impact us the most, as we all know, every day is traffic. We got what I call the pre-traumatic stress syndrome, just thinking about going in traffic, and then the post-traumatic stress syndrome after we've been in traffic. Traffic, 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 traffic. Well, what's going to save your life from traffic is retail. When the retail gets closer to where you are, you won't have to drive as far. That'll take you off the road and make your life better. Retail, it's all about you, all about the consumer. So as our tastes change, retail's changing. McDonald's turned to Chipotle. It just happens. Healthier eating. Look at the menus. Look at what's going on. So retail, new development versus redevelopment. Anchors are changing. Non-internet vulnerability. Our firm's investing. Development, preferred equity, permanent loans, credit tenant leases. We're doing a lot of that. If you want to know what that is, just give me a call. 305-938-8639. I never give out my direct dial, but I just did. If I can help you with some retail or any other retail, any other real estate question, give me a call. Jim Freed, 305-938-8639. The Aztec Group, Mayan Properties. We're investing. We're financing. We're the group you want to talk to if you're doing retail. And now we'll be back after this with Tarek Maddox on how to work out and stay healthy this summer. D, it is all yours.